Hey everyone, welcome. This is TFM, the FDM DM, and we're going to talk more about mini painting. And I thought I'd actually take you through an entire journey where I start a project and finish the project. You can see all the different techniques I use. So this is from a game called God Tier. This is Rangosh, Scourge of the Broken Plains and the Red Bandits. Now, I don't play God Tier, and I really don't have any desire to play God Tier. So why on earth did I buy Rangosh, the Scourge of the Broken Plains and the Red Bandits miniatures? It's because these are good for Hero Quest in D&D. So the thing about God Tier is the minions are the same size. Like, let me get a, you know, these are the equivalents. Well, let me show you. So here is a red bandit, and then here is a 25 millimeter base miniature. You can see they're the same scale, same base, same scale, perfect. And so now I have four bandits, or five bandits, which is awesome. Five bandits is cool. And I have this cool demon. Now the problem with the God Tier miniatures is each faction pack, it comes with the main character and the minions. Well, the minions are appropriately scaled. The main character is oversized. So you get like, they're just too big. Now, because this is a demon, the fact that he's oversized is fine. Like, you put this guy next to this little guy, and yeah, he's huge, but I mean, he's a demon. Giant demons aren't exactly, you know, like, unexpected. Actually, you can't even see the detail. This is a really cool miniature, by the way. Let me see. Look at that. Look at the detail. All right, so I didn't mind buying this one, but I looked at the other packs, and none of the other packs really interested me. But I need more bandits. These are good for D&D. If you just want to run, like, again, like a bandit encounter where you have humanoid foes trying to rob the PCs, you could always use more bandits, more henchmen, more assassins, and these are great. And this whole pack, this demon and five bandits plus this little flag, $20. So I look at it like this. You look at a Games Workshop thing, you know, you're paying $60, $100 for this amount of plastic, and you have to assemble it, you have to glue it, you have to do all this nonsense to it, and you're paying $60 for the privilege. So Games Workshop, that's nonsense. When it comes to something like Reaper Bones, those minis usually go to about $5 to $10. And that's fine. Like, let me show you this this bandit. So this is a female bandit. And she's got a crossbow. She's got two crossbows. This is pretty cool. Would you pay $5 for this in Reaper Bones? I would. This is probably a good $5 plastic miniature. Not bad, not bad. Now, what if you can get five individually sculpted bandits? Like, each one of these bandits is different and unique for $5 each. And then that's $5, $10, $15, $20, $25. That's $25 right there just in bandits. Now throw in a little flag and throw in a giant demon. This giant demon is probably going to be like $20 or at least $10, $15 for if you're going to buy a Reaper Bones equivalent. So this is like a really good value. So I don't even play God Tier, but you get a cool demon, you get five bandits and a little flag. Not bad. And if you ever want to play God Tier, you have a faction all ready to go. So this is going to be my project. I'm going to paint up these bandits and I'm going to paint up this demon. Now, if you want, as an update, let me do some updates for the video last time. Here's the torch that I worked on last time. You could see the metal is darker. It's got kind of a gunmetal. It looks really good. And you can see the flames have the embers from the golden glitter. So that's, there you go. That is the torch that we did last time. I also had some feedback regarding my advice about the paintbrushes. Think about the paintbrushes. Yeah, if you buy a $1.50 30 pack of craft paintbrushes and just cut off the extra bristles with hobby snips, that's not going to paint as well as a $20 artist brush because you're paying 5 cents a brush. But I've gone through a lot of good brushes basically through stippling. Stippling or pushing paint, it ruins the tips on these brushes. So rather than ruin an expensive brush, use one of these cheap craft brushes, push the paint that way, and then when you wear it out, just throw it away. And you could trim it to whatever size you need it. I do have some artist brushes, and I do use those artist brushes when I need to, but if I'm going to be stippling or pushing paint, use a cheap craft brush, and then it's fine. And what I mean by artist brush, I don't buy like $20 artist brushes. I buy like $1 artist brushes, like the ones at Walmart that are like $4 for a pack of four. But even a dollar per brush is a lot more expensive than 5 cents per brush. So if you're going to ruin a brush, ruin the 5 cent brush, not the $1 brush, and certainly don't ruin the $20 brush anyway. So let's talk about what I do for color schemes. For the bandits, I'm going to make them human mercenaries. So for HeroQuest, I'll just show you. So here's the barbarian from HeroQuest. Let me show you how I paint my minis. So as you can see, he's just red, but he's also got shading and highlighting. And this is how I like to do my HeroQuest. It may seem weird that I just paint them red. I don't go all out, but that's because these are the generic heroes. They're meant to be abstract, and red is like the color of the heroes. And if you're like, well, that looks dumb, why do you even bother painting it and shading if you're just going to paint it all red? Because it looks a lot better, frankly. So here, I'll have the barbarian over here, and then we'll grab one of the bandits from God tier. And look at the difference. So even though I still painted it red, the shading and the highlighting makes the miniature really look a lot better than if I just left it as bare plastic. But anyway, the point is that I paint the heroes red. The heroes are red. That's the color of the PCs. But humans, I like each faction to have their own color. So the color I pick for the humans is kind of orange with like rust. So I'll show you that. This is a human mercenary there's a couple expansions where you get like human mercenaries, like the Frozen Horror, and what's the other one? Can't remember the other one. I think it's Mage of the Mirror. I think you get mercenaries there. So what I do is it's an orange base. I paint the miniature orange, but then I use a red wash over the orange, and it makes it like a rust. And the reason why I chose orange is that it's close to red, but it's not red. Like if I put the HeroQuest miniature and the orange mercenary next to each other, you could see the difference. You can see the difference between the red PC and the orange human. But because the PCs are mostly human and humans are mostly good guys, I wanted them to be related but easily distinct. So all the mercenaries are orange, but all the heroes are red. So I'm going to paint these bandits orange with like a red wash, and these are going to represent just humans. So if I want to do a dungeon where the humans are the bad guys, or maybe there's a bandit encounter where the bandits try to steal the hero's treasure, or there's a rival group of adventurers, they're going to be orange. So all the bandits are going to be orange. However, the demon, he's going to be a chaos demon. So the color of chaos that I've chosen is that same metallic wash that I showed you for the brazier metal. And so what that looks like, this is a dread warrior, aka a chaos warrior from HeroQuest. Let me wait for that to zoom. So this is painted silver, and then you use the black wash, which I already showed you how to make last video, over the painted silver, and it darkens it and makes it kind of a gunmetal zinc type of color. And again, I could have painted like the cape a different color, but I like to do like these faction based colors. So all the chaos are kind of blackened silver. And then all the humans are orange. All the PCs are red. The elves are purple, that sort of thing. So everything is kind of themed. You can tell like what faction something belongs to. And then the undead are that dark yellow, brown, poo poo pee pee wash that I talked about last video. So this is the color scheme I'm going to do with the demon. Now let's talk about some 3D printing. So why did I buy this set for $20 with these bandits and this demon rather than 3D printing them? So let's talk about 3D printing quality. So here's the barbarian from HeroQuest. And this is a 3D printed Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. And they're both painted the same way. You can see the shading and the highlighting. But the detail for this is an FDM printer, by the way. So I don't use resin. I use FDM because I want the durability of plastic. I don't want to deal with fumes and that kind of stuff. You can see like you can't really make out details in the face. Like the layer lines are, frankly, people complain about the layer lines. The layer lines aren't the problem. It's just the lack of detail. Now I use a 0.4 millimeter nozzle. I could increase the level of detail by using a smaller nozzle. I'll go over 3D printing stuff another day, but I just want to show you, like, the detail for 3D printing is fine. Like, you could tell this is Tifa. She's got her Tifa-ness. You know, she looks cute, even though her face is a little bit indistinct. Now compare that to one of these bandits. These bandits have a lot of detail. So as long as the miniatures are, you know, reasonably priced, I don't mind buying plastic miniatures. So these God tier miniatures, $20 for this box, which comes with the five bandits, the demon, and the flag, for $20. That's not bad. That's less than $5 per mini. For, you know, Games Workshop, when they want like $100 for some plastic, that's ridiculous. So as long as, you know, Reaper Bones, God tier, that kind of stuff is fine. There's a lot of Kickstarter projects that happen a lot where they sell miniatures at a reasonable price. It's fine. This is another, let me show you this. So this is the Dread Warrior, aka the Chaos Warrior I showed you before. And this is a 3D print of a Chaos, kind of a Chaos Cleric, which I use as like a healer. Like, so if you're fighting multiple Chaos things, this guy can like keep the party alive, the evil Chaos-y party. You could see it's not bad. Like, 3D printing, this is an FDM printer. It doesn't look bad, but as long as you're not paying an arm and a leg, I don't mind paying for the good miniatures. But if you're gonna charge me a crazy amount, I'll just 3D print them and it'll be fine. And obviously bigger models, can the details become less important. And like when it comes to terrain and vehicles, the FDM printer works fine. But yeah, so 3D printing is fine. And then finally, this is like a werewolf. So in Mage of the Mirror, or is it Rise of the Dreadmoon? I think it's Mage of the Mirror. The PCs can be turned into werewolves. So I have these werewolf minis for if the PCs get turned into werewolves during that quest line. And because they are red, because the PCs are red. But this was printed in an FDM printer. So anyone who tells you FDM printers suck and you can't get decent results, you know, they're wrong. Now you can see layer lines. Like if I zoom in, maybe you can see it. There are layer lines on the chest. You can see the layer lines from the FDM printer, but it's fine. It's fine. And you can, you know, make these just as much as you want. So it's worth it. But the God tier miniatures are not a bad deal, so I don't mind paying for them. Anyway, let's start with step one, which is going to be priming. So let me start with our process by going over my priming strategy. So what the primers I use are just black spray paint, as long as it's any surface. Some spray paints will even say they'll stick to plastic, but I have used black primer and that works fine, but this also works and this is cheaper. So I got this at Lowe's. So this is just Lowe's generic store brand black spray paint, flat black, any surface, and it sticks just like primer. So this is what I'm going to use for black. And for the Zenithal highlight, I'm going to use Stone Gray Painter's Touch Rust-Oleum Paint and Primer. So I usually use the Rust-Oleum, you know, paint and primer in the black as well, but I tried this and this worked just as good, so why pay more? But they only have this in black. That's mostly for like construction workers. So if you want like other colors, like light gray, like this Stone Gray one, you're gonna have to actually get the name brand, but this is like $7 for a can, and you're only gonna be using a spritz of the light gray, whereas you're gonna be kind of like painting the whole figure with the black. You're going to go through a lot more black than you will the light gray. As far as sticking things in order to prime them, the most important thing is, one, I have a smock, so when I'm painting, my arm is covered, and I have this old dish glove that I put over my hand while I'm priming. That way any paint gets on the glove and not my hand. So you can see all the paint that's on it from me priming miniatures. So just get an old dish glove, get a smock or something to paint on, and there you go. And the last thing is, how are you gonna get your miniatures to stick? So this is a wooden plant stand I got at Walmart. just in the craft section. I guess it's to hold like a plant pot or something. I got this for a couple bucks. It's just a piece of wood. You can use literally anything. But this is what I use. It's just a wooden little table for like a plant. And this is Play-Doh. Now this Play-Doh is dry. You can use whatever you want. I've seen people use double-sided tape. You could use poster tack. This is just Play-Doh. This dries off after one or two. Like, this is already dry. So I'm gonna have to throw this away and get some more Play-Doh. You can get generic Play-Doh for a couple bucks, and it will work once or twice. Similar to the way that painter's tape or double-sided tape or poster tack will work a couple of times before you have to throw it away. So the Play-Doh is just cheaper. Like, why get the double-sided tape? Why get the poster tack when you could just use some generic Play-Doh for a couple bucks and then just throw it away after one or two times? And so what you do is you just put the Play-Doh on the wood, and then you stick the miniatures into the Play-Doh and they stick. And then you go outside and you spray paint them black from like all angles, spray paint all the minis from all the angles. And then once they're all spray painted black, you set the light gray, you set it at like an angle, like a light source, like the sun. And then you give it a little spritz. Just give it a little spritz from the top or from like a slight angle in order to establish a light source with shadow and highlights. And that's it. So I'm gonna go take these out and prime them, and you'll see they'll no longer be red. They'll be black with the light gray kind of highlights. All right, so I have my models mounted on my little table. And I just scraped the old Play-Doh off. I got some more Play-Doh and I squished it back on. I just rolled them into little balls. You squish the miniature onto the little ball of Play-Doh and it sticks. It won't stick forever, but it'll stick long enough. After one or two times of using this, the Play-Doh will dry out and you just scrape it off and get more. Generic Play-Doh costs a couple dollars and it will last you a fair amount of time. It works about as good as, you know, sticky tack, which costs a lot more. So just use generic Play-Doh, it's super easy. So as you can see, the only thing to note here is I have their faces pointing out so that when I do the zenithal, when I angle, so I want to angle it towards their face. So this is why I have them all facing out. All right, I'm back. I finished basically spraying this with the black spray paint and then doing the light gray primer. And from the top, it looks like everything's kind of a grayish color. But again, the key is you spray paint all the minis from all angles with black, and then you just spritz them from the top. Like, I chose a top downward light source. What this does is when you look at it from the side, you can literally see a lot of the details. So let's turn this around. Look at that detail. So he's hit from black, and then at a downward angle, like I took the spray can, I just sprayed it down at a downward angle, and now you can see all those details. Look at his face. Look at his muscles. You can see all the detail in this demon prince of chaos. From whatever game, what's the game, God tier, that I don't even care about. But anyway, the point is there you go. So we got a nice, really cool black and light gray zenithal highlight just using rattle cans. I didn't use an airbrush. I didn't dry brush anything. I just spray painted them black, and then I hit them from the top with a spritz of light gray to establish a light source. And look at the detail in his face. Will it zoom? Let's see. Look at that detail, that looks so good. All right, let's rotate. We got the bandits. You can see the bandits look good too. Looks like underneath, some of the red didn't get hit with the spray paint. That's unfortunate. I'm not too worried about that though. They'll have a little bit of a red kind of coloring once I hit them with the base colors, but it's fine. I'm gonna hit them with a silver. Okay, so that's, the Play-Doh did not stick. That's the downside of the Play-Doh. I guess holding it at an upward angle like that for too long did make it fall. Anyway, there's the bandits. They're probably not going to fall off because they're not too heavy, but the demon prince fell off. But you can see the details of all the little bandits with the zenithal highlight with the gray. You can see all the little details in their face and whatnot. Now let's just put him down. He's fine. Just gonna focus. Oh my goodness. No one's focusing. Oh man, look, I missed a lot. Like there's red. I mean, I'm gonna hit them with a red wash anyway, but I should have. Usually when I'm priming, I like to rotate it to make sure I hit it from all the different angles. And for some reason, I really missed these upward angles, but it's fine. It'll be fine. Anyway, so that's how I prime, and that's how I do my Zenithal highlights. So I've seen a lot of people who they use an airbrush, or they take some light gray or white and they dry brush on their Zenithal, and you really don't need to do all that. That's way too much work. All you got to do is hit it with a black and then spray it with a little spritz of light gray. Let me see. Now, since this is already fallen off, there you go. Look at that. Doesn't it look great? If this were a black and white graphic novel like Sin City, this guy would be basically done. Now we're going to add color, but we want to make sure we add thin color so it doesn't, you know, paint over these highlights. But this is basically doing most of the work for us. When we add the color, it's just going to like kind of tie it all together, and it's going to be great. All right, so that's going to be it for now. I'm not going to do everything today, but I just wanted to show you kind of the priming and the highlighting portion, because it's really important. If you don't do the basing and highlighting correctly, it's not going to look good. It's going to look very flat. But with the basing and highlighting, because the purpose of basing it in black is it creates automatic shading. So the dark recesses are black, the light recesses are a light gray. Then when you paint over this, you already have your shading, you already have your highlights. It's just a matter of adding color. That's the purpose of this. So you got to make sure you get this step right. And then everything else will really kind of flow very easily downward from that. And this wasn't fully dry, and so now my gloves are covered in paint, but that's okay. That's what gloves are for. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. This is TFM, DFDM, DM, and I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.